Chapter 29. David the king now said to all the congregation, Solomon my son, the one whom God has chosen, is young and delicate, but the work is great. For the castle is not for man, but for Jehovah God. And according to all my power, I have prepared for the house of my God the gold for the gold work, and the silver for the silver work, and the copper for the copper work, the iron for the iron work, and the timbers for the timber work, onyx stones, and stones to be set with hard mortar, and mosaic pebbles, and every precious stone, and alabaster stones in great quantity. And since I am taking pleasure in the house of my God, there is yet a special property of mine, gold and silver. I do give it to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. 3,000 talents of gold of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for coating the walls of the houses, of the gold for the gold work, and of the silver for the silver work, and for all the work by the hand of the craftsmen. And who is there volunteering to fill his hand today with a gift for Jehovah? And the princes of the paternal houses, and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the chiefs of thousands and of hundreds, and the chiefs of the business of the king, proceeded to volunteer. Accordingly, they gave to the service of the house of the true God gold worth 5,000 talents, and 10,000 darics, and silver worth 10,000 talents, and copper worth 18,000 talents, and iron worth 100,000 talents. And what stones were found with any persons they gave to the treasure of the house of Jehovah, under the control of Jehiel the Gershonite. And the people gave way to rejoicing over their making voluntary offerings, for it was with a complete heart that they made voluntary offerings to Jehovah, and even David the king himself rejoiced with great joy. Consequently, David blessed Jehovah before the eyes of all the congregation, and David said, Blessed may you be, O Jehovah, the God of Israel, our Father, from time indefinite even to time indefinite. Yours, O Jehovah, are the greatness and the mightiness and the beauty and the excellency and the dignity. For everything in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Jehovah, the one also lifting yourself up as head over all. The riches and the glory are on account of you, and you are dominating everything. And in your hand there are power and mightiness, and in your hand is ability to make great and to give strength to all. And now, O our God, we are thanking you and praising your beauteous name. And yet, who am I and who are my people, that we should retain power to make voluntary offerings like this? For everything is from you, and out of your own hand we have given to you. For we are alien residents before you, and settlers, the same as all our forefathers. Like a shadow our days are upon the earth, and there is no hope. O Jehovah our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build for you a house for your holy name, from your hand it is, and to you it all belongs. And I well know, O my God, that you are an examiner of the heart, and that it is in rectitude that you take pleasure. I, for my part, in the uprightness of my heart, have voluntarily offered all these things, and now your people who are on hand here, I have enjoyed seeing make offerings voluntarily to you. O Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our forefathers, do keep this to time indefinite as the inclination of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and direct their heart to you. And to Solomon my son, give a complete heart to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your regulations, and to do everything, and to build the castle for which I have made preparation. And David went on to say to all the congregation, Bless now Jehovah your God. And all the congregation proceeded to bless Jehovah, the God of their forefathers, and bow low, and prostrate themselves to Jehovah and to the king. And they continued to sacrifice sacrifices to Jehovah, and offer up burnt offerings to Jehovah on the day following that day, 1,000 young bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 male lambs and their drink offerings, even sacrifices in great number for all Israel. And they continued eating and drinking before Jehovah on that day with great rejoicing. And they proceeded a second time to make Solomon the son of David king, and to anoint him to Jehovah as leader, and also Zadok as priest. And Solomon began to sit upon Jehovah's throne as king, in place of David his father, and to make a success of it, and all the Israelites were obedient to him. As for all the princes and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David, they submitted themselves to Solomon the king. And Jehovah continued to make Solomon surpassingly great before the eyes of all Israel, and to put upon him such royal dignity as had not come to be upon any king before him over Israel. As for David, the son of Jesse, he reigned over all Israel. And the days that he reigned over Israel were 40 years. In Hebron he reigned for 7 years, and in Jerusalem he reigned for 33 years. And gradually he died in a good old age, satisfied with days, riches, and glory. And Solomon his son began to reign in place of him. As for the affairs of David the king, the first ones and the last, there they are written among the words of Samuel the seer, and among the words of Nathan the prophet, and among the words of Gad the visionary, together with all his kingship and his mightiness, and the times that had passed over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the lands.